Okay, we're not learning tomorrow night. Tuesday night, Orli Gimel Adar, and I'm sorry to say that we're up. I'm not sorry to say, but I'm letting the people who are here know that we're up to Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Gimel, because we learned Perek Beis last night, even though we didn't have a quota. We did have a quota. We paskin, just like the Gemara in Brachos paskins, that sometimes the Aron Kodesh or the Sefer Torah could serve as number 10, so we paskin that the MP3 player could be person number 3. And really, there's more of a sad that it should be person number 3. Because the Gemara, you don't really understand. But here, if through this, taka more people will listen, so it's taka you reach the quota, because maybe there's, let's say, 10 people listening through that MP3. Rabbi Alperin went to America now for a few weeks. Maybe 2 weeks, I don't know. So he called me up and said goodbye. So, you know, we were talking about the shiur. What are we going to do now? They're changing the clock. And the average turnout was between 30 and 35 people, which I think is pretty good. But he felt... Anyway, but then he said that he knows people listen to it online, because people came over to him and asked him for the handout, and they asked him, and they said they weren't by the shiur, but they heard it online. So really, people listen to it. So that's interesting. I know people listen to my Chavis Halavos online. Shmaitza, I don't know. Okay. So anyway, you're all invited. My guest, what?
You're all recording the shiur tonight?
I guess so, yeah. But, you're not coming?
Well, you said Adar, but possibly. And
so what?
No, I know.
So what?
Second chicken.
Okay. Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Gimel. Kosovo Ramon, and Yeridea. Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph. You can't get any. Right? Yeridea. So, Shoichet, you have to check if he's a Boki. So they gave him a tesvi and botku eis a shoichet, not the sakin. They checked the shoichet. Eis a shoichet uboidik, or the guy that checks the animal if it's a trefa. Benimtsa sheni yodeya, and like he failed the test. They spot check and they, im notel pamachas kabbalah, if he had a certificate, pasher, he had rishus to shecht. He was, in other words, at one point in time he was Baki, that's the point. Like the mikveh that at one point in time was Malay. So the point, if at one point in time he knew Hilchas Shechita, Ein Matrith on the Mafreya Masha Shachat, we don't go back to Mafreya and say, anything he ever shechted is no good. But rather, Hashtahudi Yisrael, we follow the Chazakah, and we say, now we found the Reyesos, so the Reyesos from now on. But if he never was huchzak to be a baki, then in a chanami koma shoshacha treifa, we have to go back in time and assume he was never. It's sort of like a chazaka dahashra, right? We say, hey, he doesn't know, so we have to go backwards and say, so he, we never know that he knew. Kam kolakelim shebishlu mehen. This is very, very serious. You have to mamish kasher to kalim, like it's serious. Al kan lashon. That's the Ramah. Ubetaz herich lahasag al dinzeh. The Taz is more machmir. The Taz doesn't like the first din of the Ramah. That if at one point in time you had a Kabbalah, again, that's the lashon for saying you were found to be a mumche, so then we don't go backwards to Mafreya. The Torah Dvarav, his main point is based on a Gemara in Chulin. The Beparakamad de Chulin, Pligi Ravuna, Rav Chista, Beshochet, Besakin, Boda, Koidim, Shchita. He shechted, right? The Sakin has to be very, very smooth. If it has a nick of a certain size, so it's possible, and it passes the Shchita. So a person shechted with a sakin baduk, we know it was baduk before the shechita, and it was found to be okay. But and after the shechita, they found it was pogum. But they didn't check it right away. It was hanging around. Tonight we're going to learn what he did with it. Below baduk achar shechita miyad, benimtsa pogum. The Ravuna poisel. Afilu the shechita, in other words, he passes up till going backwards in time. He passes up till which time that there was a bedikah and it was found to be okay. Yeah, it was checked before the shechita, but the shechita, that means it's possible. The Ravuna poisel afilu shiber boat soma sachar shechita. In other words, maybe during the shechita it got nicked in the throat. It could theoretically get nicked as you shecht, before you shecht, as you shecht. So Ravuna passels, even if he did something so likely that we can be tola that's where the nick in the knife came from. Shibir bought soma sachar shechita, he hacked with it. No, so what? Dilma b'or nifkama, we are afraid that it was, it got nicked, it got spoiled in the skin of the animal before it shechted the simonim. Therefore, shechitoso psula. That's Ravuna. Rav Chista svirle de ksheira. The other way around. Even if he checked it right away and it was found to be pogum, and he was not shoybe b'atzomus. He still is machshir. The shema b'mefrekas nifkamo, he goes the kula. Maybe it got nicked on the way out. After he shechted this, I don't know, out, but after he shechted the simonim, it hit up against the spine or the neck bone inside, and maybe it got nicked there. So he's machshir. The time of the loy chashina shema nifkamo nami. Right, and the reason is because okay, and the Gemara there says that the reason that you're not choishes it got nicked in the or mapitoma got nicked in the mafrakas, because in the mafrakas it is a bone, so in a bone it makes sense that it got nicked. If you, to say it got ruined before the shechita in the or, that's much less likely. That in the or, which was soft, that it got nicked. So we would assume it got nicked in the mifrakas. Okay, that's the machlokas min hakotze el hakotze. According to Ravuna, it's possible even if your logic would say it happened after the shechita, he used it to smash bones with. And according to Rav Chista, it's kosher even if he didn't do anything with it. Okay. We paskin like Rav Chista, meaning like Rav Chista, but not like Rav Chista. Many times you find this in the Gemara, that there's two extremes, and we paskin the middle ground. We paskin like Rav Chista that it's kosher if he did an act, which logically is the reason why we would find it nicked. Because that's what we're toiling it in. All right, and we pass on like Avuna when Loi Shibir Boatzomos. We don't go so lakula to say it got nicked in the mafrakas in the neck, but rather we say it got nicked in the or, and therefore the shechit was possible. Okay, that's the machlokas. Uporich l'Rav Chista, Morias Tzakash on Rav Chista from a Braisa, mitoval v'ola v'nimtza olov dover chaitza. So the person went to the mikvah, and a while later, he found the chatzitza in a way that would pass on the shechita. Avobishin asasik ba'osu min kol hayom. Again, even though there's a certain logic, he was asasik with whatever it is. Let's say it's paint. I don't know. Let's say it's dye with mamoshes. And he was asasik with it the whole day. After the shechita means, after the tefillah, thank you. Still, we say, I'm sorry, we have to be machmir, we have to say that it was there when he went to the mikvah. After the tefillah.
More so because
they
stuff all day.
No, after the tefillah.
After
the tefillah, tomei, because we say, we have to assume, we have to be choshish, that it was there before. So the Gemara asks us as a stira in a kashan of chista. Umeshani sakin isra'oi behema lo isra'oi. you're clearing if the behemoth was shechted karoh. The Gemara is saying the following svara. When you're clearing if the behemoth was shechted properly, and the reyusa and the suffix is not in the animal, so, you know, we assume it was done properly. Mashenkin, by the chatzitza, we found the reyusa in the Adam. We want to say he was toivel, but he has a problem with him. So maybe that problem was there before the shechita too. That's the Gemara's svara. I don't think we had such a svara till now. That it depends, like, where the suffix is found, even though it affects the other thing too. Obviously, the sakin affects the animal, right? But we say when we look at the animal, we don't see a greyusa, we don't see a reyusa, we don't see a problem. So we'll go lakula, right? But when we look, because the suffix and the sakin, that's the problem. But in the animal, we're not cheshish. And you want to know about the animals, so we're not cheshish in the animal. Mashenkin, by the Gufa Adam, who was toivel, and you want to know if he was toivel properly. You want to know if he was Boba Mayim, right? He's the one with the chatzitza. He's the one with the problem, so we have to be machmir. That's the Gemara.
Do you need to understand that Gemara for the Mashenkin?
Yeah, we have to know that this is like a side point. The Gemara doesn't use it. This is not along the usual lines of like Tosfos is going to ask, Betar to the Reyosa, Chazaka. Like, it's coming up with a new svara that it depends where the Reyosa was found. Vikshu b'Tosfos Shem al Teretz Rav Chista. Tosfos asks, Vikshu b'Tosfos Ma'ishno mi Mikva Shenimdad. That even though the reyusa was not in the gufa behema, but you should passel the shechita because it's tired to the reyusa. Over there, the arminan ametomi al cheskosel v'harechosel lefanecha. Right. So here also we can say that the behema is becheska sheno zvucha. If you remember, there's such a chazak on an animal, till you know for sure it was shechted properly, it's becheska sheno zvucha. Whether it's Eva Menachai or whether it's Taman Isserein or Zvucha, the Machlokes Rashi Toisus. But it's certainly Becheska Shein Zvucha, and the Sakin is Harei Pogum Lufanecha. So that's the equivalent of saying the person that went to the Mikvah is Becheska Tamei, and Harei Chaser Lufanecha. Below Amrinan, and we don't say Mikvah Yisra'oi, Odom Lo Yisra'oi. We don't say, look, we don't really care about the mikvah right now, we care about the person, so the suffix of the person, so we're only going to care about... Right, Adam Layas Ra'ay, so we're going to look at the person, we're going to say, look, we the pashtus did a good tefillah. So we don't say that, but we say Tartu L'Reyosa. So why by the Sakin, we also have this type of reyusa set up. We have the cheska shein of zvuch on the animal. And the sakin presumably was good when you shechted it. We say, no. Harei pogum lefanecha. Harei pogum lefanecha together with the cheska shein of zvucha equals trouble. So then why? The kashan of chista. In other words, if chista's mekil there, so why don't we apply type of reyusa at least? This teretz is a teretz for this particular kasha, but what about in general? Why isn't it tied to the reyusa, and therefore paskin that it's awesome? The teretz of Tosfos was a gimel teretz. The teretz was a shloisha teretz. Tosfos has three teretz to this kasha. Why you don't work with tied to the reyusa in this case of Rav Chista? Aleph, teretz number one. Shiny mikvah the chaser v'asoy. Right, we assume it didn't happen like a minute before you found it or as you found it. No, mikvah's not chosr b'vasachas, it's chosr v'asoy. We have that svaras in the Gemara. So that ruins the chazaka. You can't put it b'cheskas mole really because it's isra chazaka because we see it was losing water all along. Because now you ended up, it's taka missing the requisite amount. By sakin, it's very likely it got nifka b'vasachas, so there's no svara. So you do have a chazaka that it was sholem, b'shas t'shchita. You don't have an automatic isra built in. So that's one chiluk, and that's where Rav Chisda says you can be mekel. That's number one. Number two, Taisa says the hokah time of the etzim vaday poigim, because it's likely it's svaradik that the begima was because it hit across the neck, which was a bone. So even though you have tarti v'reyosa, but you had something happen that logically points you in a certain direction, Taisa says you could follow that. We got to be mikvah, but by the mikvah, there's no reason to say it became choser after the tefillah more so than before. We have no reason to say that. So we'll just follow the rules, and the rules is tarti v'reyosa, etc. And there's no, you don't have any logic to say why, you don't have any tliya. By the socket you say, hey, it hit a bone. Here, there's no reason to say it was chaser right before the tefillah, right after the tefillah, or after the tefillah.
But even with the logic of saying it became puzzled because you hit the bone, but up until that point, in the midst of the shkita,
it was
kosher.
Yeah. Okay. So the first time, again, Tosfos is explaining why we're not saying tarti v'reyosa in the case of the sakin. You have l'chayra, the elements of tarti v'reyosa, you have the chazok of enos v'ucha, and you have a pogum v'funecha. So Tosfos has three terutz, and we've learned two of them so far. One is that part of the cheshbon of the mikvah, you say tarti v'reyosa, but really part of the cheshbon is the chosr v'asoi. That's why it's chazok, is not a solid one. So that's really where the breakdown comes there, because there's no real chazok on the water, or at least it's Israel, because of the way it leaks. Ashenkin, the pagam is a one-shot deal. So. And the second teretz is because there's a certain logic to say that it got nifkam in the bone.
Okay.
Chosav Asoy is a svara l'chumra. It ruins the chaska shalim of the mikvah. Did I say chumra? Yeah.
Yeah, but we're saying
Chosav Asoy is ruining the chaska shalim of the mikvah.
And the kasha is the mikvah tarkim, so why don't we say the same thing by shkita?
Kasha and the shkita, why don't we say tarkim the rei also?
So you have.
So Tosfos the second time, because part, he's saying, when you learn the Gemara, you just see Tarkul Reyosa. He's saying there's more elements than just Tarkul Reyosa. There's an element of Chosr Valsoy, a slow, steady drip. So you don't really have a good chazaka of the mikvah part saying it was okay.
Well, you almost might, depending, I think, how you look at it, because if it only had 40 saws to begin with, and not possibly more, the drip could have been gradual, and at some point, it came under 40 saws.
Well, that always happens at some point, but I guess. But it was in the process. I mean, you always become below 40 saws at one point in time.
Right.
And I guess the pshat is, if there's a leak in the mikvah, then it's omeid. I mean, it's omeid to be chaser. So that ruins the chazaka. It's hoylek v'chaser. So even when it's shalem, there's a flaw. It's a flaw in the cheska shalem. I don't know if I would use those words. By sakin, there's a logical clear that we make. Logical. Logical. We see something happen that says no coincidence that it's there.
Proximate cause, almost.
Yeah. Not almost. That is what we say. And you don't have that by mikvah. You have no reason or way to be toilet in after the tefillah than before. Reason number three, Tosfos says, Gimel, the ain chilek, mein reyosa, the sakin, the reyosa, the behema. El atamu misham svek sveikah. Whoa. That it's reason by sakin is svek sveikah. that even if it was nifkam ba'or, you don't know that the shechita was connected that part of the blade. Could have been connected the good part of the blade, not all of the blade is kosher. We, for all practical purposes, we answer it, of course, maybe you can't be something, you can't be that careful. But if you want to build up a sex faker, so you say maybe it was nifkam afterwards, and even if it was nifkam before, maybe what did the act of shechita was the good part of the, you know, before the nifkam.
And then it has to be a certain part of the menu?
It was. It is.
It has to be, but a certain part of that because the nifkam is not a pogam?
The whole knife is not nifkam. It's just that that tears the simon instead of cutting.
Chlor, though, to get a nick in the blade, it means that that's the part of the blade that the person's been using to sheft with. At some point, it got nicked on something.
Yeah, but we don't know what cut the simonim.
Right.
The simonim don't have to necessarily be cut by the whole knife.
Okay.
Gimel den chilek ben reyes and sakim reyes of the behemah, but tam hu mishum strek shleika. From Cain, now we're back to the Taz. The Taz uses Tosfos to ask a kasha. When we talk about the Shoychet of Fagad Hilcha Shechita, we're also talking about Tarte L'Reyosa. We're talking about the good old, again, Cheskas Sheinu Zvucha of the Behema. And Harei Chosar Lefanecha. He's Chosar up here. Is chasim the knowledge of hilchas shechita lefanecha, so it's a tarkel reyosa. So lechayer we should passel all of the shechitas from afreya because of the tarkel reyosa. And now we're going to systematically go through the Tosfos' three terutzim to see if they apply to a shechit that forgot hilchas shechita. The imkay benot al kabbalah fraktataz amai mahani beches koso. Even the Beinami Shayach Choser Valsoi, right? How do you forget? You forget a little today, a little tomorrow, a little the next day. Bein Derech Lishkoach Mivasachas. So the first Teretz of Tosfos doesn't apply. Here it's like Choser Valsoi. The Etzem Vaday. The second Teretz of Tosfos that a more logical thing happened, that the Etzem became Pogum, also doesn't apply. There's nothing like that happened. We don't see how he forgot. Not like he went, they put amnesia powder in his...
Well, but if we're assuming that at one point he knew, then can't you actually compare this to the mikveh that has a slow leak, that his knowledge is...
Yeah, but that's beer. That's tied to the reyusa. That's tied to the reyusa. So why is it... So how... That's what the Taz wants. The Taz wants, how could you be machshir? Because tied to the reyusa. Teretz number one of Tosfos doesn't apply. Teretz number two of Tosfos doesn't apply. Ella, so he's going to say... And Ken Kosher, Bim Tim Sleiman... I'm sorry... Right? It's like you have that sex maker again. Right? Imkin Kosha Donon Kamon Kafunable Shibra Tsomos. Bedavka Kashibra Tsomos with the Kosher, Mishum the Etzim Vaday Poigim. Babaka Dika Sex Faker, Afilable Shibra Tsomos. Ella al kochach mishum d'loy mahani sex faker mishum the behemah b'chayeh b'cheskos isserim medes d'loy mahani sex faker. We're going that sex faker does not help connected chazok. No, other rabbi, d'loy mahani sex faker. The sex faker lahat d'loy mahani because we're going the cheskos sex faker does not help connected cheskos isser. Doidi Mahani Svek Svek, I feel a beloy not on Kabbalah Nachshir, because there's no Indian Chazoka. So you have the same Svek Svek, Abdul Mahashta Shoka, Chim Tum Slavi Vikoyna, Mishem Shapir Shoka, maybe he's checking good. Akan Lashono, I am Shok. So that's the Taz's Kasha. We must be Machmer here by the Shoychit.
All three hold up. All three.
All the Which you don't hold on. Not hold on. Bashach ben Nekudus HaKesef, the Shach wrote a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch called Shach, and the Taz wrote Taz, and the Shach wrote a Sefer Nekudus HaKesef to answer the Taz's Tainus on him. But Shach ben Nekudus HaKesef Kosev Liyashe, the Loilam time of the Balagudu Hubishim Sfek Sfek. For the Hikshat Taz, the Mkain Gabi Sakin, Shinimtsis Paguma, if it's by the Boydik that way, that you machshe because of Sfek Sfek, so by Sakin Shinimtsis Paguma, Nami Yehi Mutra Afila Boloi Shibir Bo Atzomos. Bishloim Adosim Shainim Shem Lashach Merkud Agad Adakhan Lai Metuchin Lai Metuchin Shibir Bo Atzomos Elam Shem Dushem Aloi Shachat Bumokam HaSfeik HaPegimo Lav Sofek Ma'al Yehu. The second Sofek is not really a good Sofek because as we said, really most Shaykhtim do the whole length of the blade. But so you can't really say a sex fake there. Avalhocha by the Avalhocha by the Sheikhet Nama Yilchashchitna Yishloimah the sex fake who Shema Yodah Vimtum Shloimah Lo Yodah Shema Shachat Shapir. Maybe he shecht, maybe he didn't know. You're going back in time, so maybe he still knew Yilchashchitna. Even if he didn't, maybe he shechted good anyway, without knowing the chashchit. So you have your sfek sfeka. V'achati tiksha kushi tataz, so this is the shach's answer. But the shmaitza says that the shach only answered one question of the taz, but the other question, that if it's mitam sfek sfeka, then it should be okay, even if loy not al kabbalah, that's still fair. The sfek sfeka applies equally if he doesn't have a kabbalah. V'achati, meaning he was never tested.
Right,
Sfek Sfek doesn't help. Can I get a Cheskos Yisro? So how could it help here? How can you say that that's the shot with Sfek Sfek? What? I'm out of here.